Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's group therapy with Jen and friends on Star 94.1.
Kids are getting kicked out of school for intentionally coughing on each other. Y'all, that is the state of the world we are living in right now. So that's so dumb. So we just want to ask you, what's the dumbest reason you or somebody you know got sent home from school? 404-263-0941 is our number to join the show and tell your story. Or 51539 is the Jen and Friends text line. We would love to hear from y'all. Now, Curtis, I know you were pretty much a goody two-shoes. Was there any dumb reason that you got sent home from school?
You know, I was a good kid. I was a great kid on the surface. I was the kid that parents loved. Like I said, on the surface, and I'll get to that in just a second. But I was the kid that parents would allow to watch their kids, even though we're the same age. They would always say, well, you can't go unless Curtis Slade goes, because I know he's the good kid, which they didn't know that I was really the worst of them all. I just knew how to camouflage all the dirt that we did.
Uh-huh. And you never got busted. So did any of your friends ever get sent home from school for a dumb reason?
Yes. So I'm going to call her name out. Her name is Kamika. I went to school with Kamika. And this was, of course, way before we had cell phones. And this was back in the 90s that she had a burn book, like in the movie Mean Girls. So this was way before the movie Mean Girls. She had a burn book and she had cutouts and she was talking trash about everyone in the school, about the teachers, about people in class. Well, she had passed.
Kamika's the original Mean Girl.
Yes, she was. I wish I could call it her last name, but I'm just going to leave it at a first because she's well established now. But she had passed her burn book to someone else in the class who left the burn book under their desk. Teacher found it interesting, and she went through this entire book because, of course, Kamika's name wasn't in the book, and so she turned this book into the principal, and everyone in that class got called to the office because he wanted to find out who wrote all this nasty stuff about the administration and about other students.
Burned. So Kamika got burned by her own burn book.
She sure did, because I sure did. I said, well, it wasn't me, but I'll tell you whose book it belongs to.
All right, friends, dumbest reason that you got sent home from school. 51539 is the Jen and Friends text line, or 404-263-0941. We're talking about this because there are some actual rules right now in schools that say if you deliberately or maliciously cough or sneeze on any person at any point, you will get sent home. Other rules include humorous, inappropriate comments or statements related to the coronavirus will get you sent home. And purposeful physical contact with any other person and repeated failure to follow instructions will get you sent home. So this is the world we're living in. And Mark, you said as a middle school boy, you probably would have thought during this pandemic, it would have been funny to cough or sneeze on somebody because that's how middle school boys think.
Are you kidding? It wouldn't be the creepy hug. It'd be the COVID hug. Come here, give me a hug. Guess what? Now you got the Rona.
Gross. So this is what's happening.
I actually got kicked out of a school I didn't even attend.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, Are you serious?
He was so bad, he got kicked out of another county.
Harrison High School, Hoya Hoya Saxa. I graduated in 1997, and I thought I was that cool kid that would go back to school after I graduated, hang out, and try to be like, hey, I'm a man of the world now. I've got my degree. I'm going to go back to the theater department and show them how it's done. I literally got the pity walk from the administrator saying, Mark, buddy, you don't go here anymore. Just go home. You don't belong here. Go home.
So I got kicked out after you had graduated school.
They didn't even walk me out in anger. It was like walk me out in shame, being like, don't you have somewhere to be? Go home.
Aren't you old?
Aren't you old?
Should you be working?
You got a diploma. Go home.
Mark, some of these are hilarious coming in on the text line 51539. The dumbest ways that you got yourself sent home from school.
I got in school suspension for hitting a kid with a Bible. I slapped some Jesus into him.
Out a blessing to his word.
From the 678, I got sent home for throwing a pencil at my teacher. Well, I mean, you can take an eye out with one of those.
Right.
Also from the 678, one of my friends got sent home for wearing a Save the Tatas t-shirt.
We're back with group therapy on Jen and Friends.
Dumbest reason you got sent home from school, talking about this, because kids are now intentionally coughing on each other because of COVID, because they think it's funny. It and they're getting sent home from school. So Matt and Flowery Branch, what's the dumbest reason you got sent home?
Yeah, when I was in fifth grade, my teacher saw me scratching my arm and called my mom and said she had to come pick me up because I had a rash. Which I didn't have a rash. But the next day, my friends and I all caught on, so we all started scratching our arm on recess, and they had to close the school down on a Friday to do extra cleaning because we all said we played in the same place, and we all got rashes.
Genius, Matt. Genius. All right, so why'd your teacher send you home? Was she just a germaphobe?
Yeah, he was just a germaphobe. He was. Anytime somebody coughed or sneezed, you were in the nurse's office. It was a fun year.
Oh my gosh, that's a great story. Thanks for joining Group Therapy, Matt. 404-263-0941. If you have got a story to share with us, Emily in Noonan, what's the dumbest reason you got sent home from school?
Oh, so this one, it's been like 20 years, so it's a long time ago. But when I was in the 11th grade, I got sent home for wearing Daisy Dukes. And I was sent to the principal's office, and then the principal sent me home. But it was just, the weird thing was after I got sent to the principal's office and got sent home, the principal started being really nice to me. I didn't think of anything good at the time. You know, it was 20 years ago. He was super nice to me. And every once in a while, when he would see me in the hallway, he would ask if I was making the right choices. And, you know, I wore those Daisy Dukes a couple times afterwards, and he did not say a thing.
I'm sure.
You wise up.
I know. Looking back, it's creepy, but at the time.
Thanks for the call, Emily. Oh, my gosh. All right, 404-263-0941. Dumbest reasons you got sent home from school. Or 51539 is the Jen and Friends text sign. Mark, what do you see coming in?
The bully in my old middle school used to yell across the room that I had to sit down to pee. So I threw a hot glue ball at him. It stuck to his neck and made a scar.
Oh, dang.
Good for you, man. Getting a little revenge on the bully.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Michelle in Hiram's got a story. Hey, Michelle. Dumbest reason you got sent home from school.
Good morning. I was sitting in high school in the cafeteria enjoying my strawberries with my little bag of powdered sugar when our overzealous vice principal walked up and said, what's in that bag? And I said, powdered sugar. Looks like cocaine to me, young lady. Get up and come to the office.
Oh, no.
So I'm walking to the office in tears thinking, oh, my Lord, I can't believe this, and begging him to try it, and he refused. So we get to the office, and he's telling the principal the story, and the principal says, why don't you put your finger in the bag and just test it before you call her parents? And praise the Lord, he did, and I was off the hook, but I was almost sent home for a cocaine accusation, and it was powdered sugar.
I love how you called him an overzealous vice principal. He's like the mall cop of principals. I love it.
Yeah, that Ferris Bueller, the Ferris Bueller principal was a lot like this guy. Absolutely.
Right. Wow. Michelle, thanks for the call this morning. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
51539 is the Jen and Friends text line. I see some pretty funny ones coming in, Mark.
From the 678, I slid a box fan under a girl's dress.
Oh. Yeah, that'll get you sent home. Mm-hmm. She's not Beyonce.
Home Marilyn Monroe right
video.
There.
Yeah.
I went to Catholic school, and I got sent home in sixth grade for wearing red nail polish.
Oh.
Really?
Strict. That harlot. wearing red.
Give her a scarlet letter. Look
don't
at her.
Don't give everyone any ideas with that red nail polish. So I got a story for y'all. My friend, who used to be a teacher, says that he will never forget when a kid was sent home after passing around a photo of himself, you know, showing off this photo of himself mm-hmm. to his friends in class mm-hmm. in a intimate act with a dog.
What?
Yep. What? The kid was probably only pretending to actually do that to the dog from the rear.
Oh, no.
But yes, from the photo, you couldn't tell if he actually was or not. So the student was showing it off to all of his classmates. And my friend, the teacher, said the worst part was when the boy's very tall, very country dad had to come to school and pick him up and see the photo.
I want to know, what did daddy do?
Not good. Not good situation for that kid, whether he was joking or not. Craziness. Wow. All right. Anything else coming in this morning, Mark? 51539 is the text liner, 404-263-0941.
I got sent home for wearing short shorts. Was that really a thing? Like, Jen Hobby?
Yes, it was.
Did that happen a lot?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Dress code violations constantly for girls. Like, I went to a private school growing up, and they would measure above your knee.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't it three fingers above? Yeah. It can be like three fingers above the knee?
It was like a measuring stick on the ground. I can remember teachers walking around the hallway with a measuring stick.
From the 4-6-9, I got sent home for starting a food fight in the cafeteria. I started it, but then hid under the table for the rest of the food fight.
Smart.
Jen and Friends, Atlanta Star 94.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.